This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm in the studio tonight. Here it's Ian
and Mark
and Daryl.
And of course, you can again take control of the airwaves and to bring up whatever you want. We've got Discord. The Discord on air call in line is available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. And the, again, Skype username is lrn.fm. So let's see. We've talked about the state run cryptocurrencies, and then I think. We did the Ask Me Anything, actually, from the smuggler from Trinidad as far as what he was smuggling into Venezuela.
Yes.
And as far as where to go from here, Mark, I think you had something about immigration that you wanted to discuss with us here tonight. Either an immigrant shortage in California that is allowing food, apparently, and vegetables and such to rot on the vines, or also another related story about buying an immigrant and bringing them into the United States.
Yeah, so this is from Fortune.com. Vegetable prices may... It's not the newest story that I've got, but every once in a while these will show up. And I want people to understand there are consequences to making it harder for poor people to come to this country. Vegetable prices may be going up soon as the shortage of migrant workers, is resulting in lost crops in California. Farmers say they're having trouble hiring enough people to work during harvest season, causing some crops to not...
Wait a minute. I thought all the American-born people were supposed to be lining up to take all the jobs that the supposed immigrants are taking. They took our jobs.
Well,
so now they got their chance to go out and get some good... clean, hard work, maybe not so clean, but good, hard work out in the fields picking vegetables. Where are the lines of the Americans?
As we saw in Georgia several years ago when they passed some onerous immigration, or rather anti-immigration thing, they wound up, the farmers went to the prison board and said, hey, warden, I got some stuff that's getting ready to rot on the vine over there. Yeah. You got some nice, strong, healthy boys in your prison. You think you can have some of them come out and do some work for me?
We got work for them. Come on out.
They went out for part of a day.
Some of them
finished the entire day. And then the next day, all right, boys, time to go back out to the farm.
Nope, throw me in seg.
Yeah. Yeah. Put me in solitary confinement.
They were pensioners, I think was the term. What was the term? Or probationers something like that?
So also.
I think that they were actually, a lot of them were already out of a jail. But either way, they didn't want to come back after that day of hard, backbreaking labor under the hot sun.
Yeah, it's tough work. I think that what your anti-immigrant folks would say, well, they just need to pay more for this work, and that prices need to go up commensurately in order that we can be a self-sustaining economy, I think is what they would say.
Excellent. $5 for a pound of bananas now.
It could be that. Well, bananas are mostly imported. So what you're saying is the United States should lose its food sovereignty. We want tariffs now.
Well, right, because if they're not going to be able to be picked here, somebody's going to go pick the whatever they are that aren't being picked in California, cucumbers or whatever they grow out there, and or I guess oranges, right? There's oranges out in California.
Yes, in the southern part of the state.
Yeah, so somebody else in some other country is going to get some deals from the various different wholesalers to grocers, and they're just going to end up selling all the fruit, and nobody else is going to be able to sell fruit in California anymore.
Orange groves in what until about 3 decades ago was a desert we need to move water out of this river over here so that people can live out in the middle of this desert. And all the water's being, even though California, right there on the ocean, the desalination process isn't necessarily easy.
It's
so
not cheap either, right?
They wind up just, you know, bringing water over from Arizona, Nevada. That's why there's always that picture of, here's how low the lake levels are in Lake Mead, because water is being diverted away from what used to go into Lake Mead.
So why are you bringing up the water? What's the point of that?
Because California really shouldn't be farming the way that it is.
People right.
are using a desert, an arid climate, to grow water-intensive crops.
So now that they can't even find the people to do the farming, this is the end, is what you're saying, for these farms.
Well, it is
just too costly.
Yeah. There's also, I would point out,
I was also, you know, pointing to the cost of, you know, the increased cost of
saying, it's
bringing
too costly.
In water.
Yeah, it's
right.
So you factor in the fact that they
turn a desert right. into farmland.
But they were doing it.
They're doing that in West Texas, too, and they're doing just fine there. So they take, you know, they divert water there to the West Texas desert. And the fact is they're much closer to the border than, you know, Central California is. And they're able to get lots of migrant workers there. They bring them in on buses, let them stay in group housing, treat them like modern-day serfs, and then when they're done, they're out. But for whatever reason, the farmers don't seem to have that going on in California.
So is this because the federal government's been cracking down and
yes.
making arrests?
Farmers say the ongoing battle about U.S. immigration policy is blamed for the shortage. The vast majority of California's farm workers are foreign-born, with many coming from Mexico. However, the Pew Research Center reports more Mexicans are leaving the U.S. than coming here.
Really?
Yep. And that's been on and off that way for years.
Okay.
To make jobs more attractive, farmers are offering salaries above minimum wage along with paid time off and 401k plans, but even that's not proving to be enough.
Jeez.
It's unclear exactly how widespread the labor shortage is for farmers throughout the country, which would have a bigger impact on prices consumers pay. Ultimately, drought and flooding have more significant impact on farms. So, I mean, you know, one thing's for sure, if they paid enough, I'd go out and attempt farming, like, you know, picking crops and that sort of thing. But I don't think my body could handle it at 47 the way I could have at 25. But nonetheless, I mean, you know, Americans just aren't used to this kind of labor.
But yet they claim that they want these jobs.
Who's they?
The proof, the people who, you know, whine about immigration.
No, they don't want...
They took our jobs!
Yeah, they took our jobs is something said by cartoon characters.
Yeah, but it's based on reality.
No. It's based on people who already have jobs talking about other folks. You know, the complaints are around carpentry and, you know, those sorts of things. You know, very few Americans are dying to get out there and, you know, work agriculture at the wages that foreign-born people are.
Yeah, I understand that. But the joke of they took our jobs has to do with the whining that these people, these conservative, crackdown on immigration types
right, and
are constantly
it's
doing.
Schrodinger's the immigrant that they argue against, to where it's the immigrant that is too lazy to work, so he collects all the welfare and simultaneously took my job.
Indeed, I can see why people have a problem with foreigners coming here and taking, welfare money. We should have programs where that's not possible. I think if people dig down, mostly what they're afraid of isn't people taking their jobs. And it isn't the crime that immigrants might commit, because their criminality doesn't seem to be any more than your average American's criminality.
Nope.
It's actually less.
We went over
the numbers not too long ago on that.
Yep.
And we've been over those numbers more than once over the years, so it hasn't changed.
It's voting. It's that the Democrats desperately want immigrants to come here in droves to drown out the Republican vote, and the Republicans are trying to stop that from happening.
Have to be a citizen to vote, and that's a 15-year process.
Yeah, none of the people who are just coming here picking food or picking vegetables and fruits are going to be voting.
Understood.
Yeah.
There should be, as far as in an immigration process goes, there should be something that makes people feel better about this situation. I would say this. The Mexicans in Texas voted for George Bush resoundingly. Republicans lost the Mexican vote when it came to 9/11 and their reaction to, you know, Muslims. They also lost the Muslim vote. Republicans have done a very good job in the last,
alienated themselves.
Yeah, 15 years of alienating anybody, you know, who's not white and old from voting in their party, and that's a real problem from a demographic standpoint. They need to fix that.
There's a serious ruling that's just come out of the U.S. Supreme Court this week about immigration, and it's very disturbing. We'll share that with you coming up here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450. Free Life Freedom. That's 855-450-3733.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial. for you to join us on the radio. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450 Free Like Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So I have spent way too much time with the assistance of a couple of our very technically sound and oriented Discord chatters. And thank you to Makona and Singularity for their assistance. Trying to track down some problems with our network here at the LRN studio. Things have been going a little too slow. So we swapped out a bunch of cables. That didn't solve the problem. So my next step is to swap out the what they call the switch, which is the big box that Mark has a bunch of flashing lights on it that you plug network things into. And so our
belief
is...
Can you point at it?
It's got all the network cables plugged into it right up there.
Oh.
But
it's got orange and blue.
The theory,
I like that.
After many hours of testing, is that there may be something wrong with it. So I went to...
The cables are kind of messy. Can you make them look better?
Nope. They're actually looking pretty good right now, as a matter of fact. They're labeled, which is usually nice to have with cables. But anyway, so I went to saveitpurse.com to get the new switch, because I can save... easily 15, 20, 25%, or even more. It gets a little harder when you get above 25% or 20% on the various different products that I want to buy through Amazon, through saveitpurse.com, and I can pay with cryptocurrency in order to do it. So really, it's an ideal situation. So even though I was in pretty much, you know, kind of a hurry to get this switch, because the slowdowns are pretty, you know, they're inconvenient at sometimes. They're also not consistent. So sometimes the network works fine. Sometimes it doesn't work very well at all. And so I needed this fairly urgently. So I set my discount at 15% off. Now, your typical sale price at most stores isn't going to net you 15% off of something. That's a good deep discount. 15%.
It's a good deep discount. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was within moments. I mean, within a few hours of having put it up at saveitpurse.com, put this new switch, somebody had purchased it for me and had shipped it to me, and they shipped it with super fast shipping because I did this over the weekend, and it's now Tuesday, and it showed up this afternoon. So it shipped Monday. Whoever it was that wanted to send this wanted to get their Bitcoin out of me fast. So they were willing to pay for upgraded shipping in order to get it here as soon as possible. That's how awesome saveitpurse.com is. You can save big time on the things that you either want or that you need, and you can get them sooner or later. So, for instance, if I hadn't been in as much of a hurry, I could have maybe tried to get as much as 33% off. But right now I've got a couple items that I've been waiting on at 33% off, and I've been waiting a few weeks actually now on a couple of different things. So although Chris Wade, who's our Friday night co-host, said he's been getting things at 33% off all throughout the last week. So, you know, you never know. But if you're in a rush, you can set the price low, you can set the discount low, and it's going to get snapped up right away, and you're going to get a big savings. And then if you're not in a rush, you can set it at 25, 30, 30, 33% off, and eventually it'll probably end up getting sent to you. You'll get the thing that you want and get a huge discount because you were willing to pay for it with cryptocurrency. So go to SaveItPurse, that's SaveATPurse.com, and you can shop around and get the stuff that you want there, too. So we're talking about immigration here in the United States and a very disturbing Supreme Court ruling that came out on Tuesday of this week. It was a 5-3 ruling where Justice Elena Kagan recused herself. The court ruled that immigrants do not have the right to periodic bond hearings. They can be held indefinitely by U.S. immigration officials without receiving bond hearings, even if they have permanent legal status or are seeking asylum, according to the Supreme Court.
That is scary.
Yes, it is.
Especially, and I was actually looking at this decision just a couple of days ago, the Dred Scott decision, which has never been overturned by Congress or by a court, that says that non-citizens do not have a right to sue for their rights being violated.
It's hard for regular citizens to sue for their rights being violated.
True. It's damn near impossible, but again,
they can't even try.
We're talking about a lawsuit from 1857, I believe it was.
Okay, sounds right.
Where Dred Scott, who...
was an escaped slave, wasn't he?
He was according to the words used in the decision, he was a free Negro who was the descendant of slaves.
I see.
He had someone who was his master, and because they had moved from a free territory to a slave territory and then something, he was trying to sue to say, I am not a slave, and the court ruled, at least in part, well, it doesn't matter whether you are or not. You don't even have the ability to bring this lawsuit.
Wow.
The appeals court that heard this initially erred in even making a decision.
Wow.
Although slaves have been taking things to court for a long time. But, you know, whatever. It's the Supreme Court ruling, right? Dred Scott.
Right.
Clearly, you know, clearly it's the one.
The ruling in this case, this week, is a defeat for immigration advocates, the story from TheHill.com, who argued that immigrants should not be held for more than 6 months at a time without such a hearing. I mean, this basic kind of due process, right? Like,
right.
If somebody's going to put you in a prison cell, you're supposed to get some kind of a court hearing. That's basically the concept behind, supposedly, the justice, so-called justice system
right,
in the United States.
Right, supposedly that habeas corpus of bring the body to court.
And shouldn't the Constitution apply to all human beings, not just so-called U.S. citizens?
In theory.
Right. I mean, it's people that have rights, not just so-called citizens, which is a legal concept, basically.
Right. And there are some people, I believe it's the people of American Samoa, that do not have citizenship of any country, but they are U.S. nationals. Meaning that if they want U.S. citizenship and they move to the mainland, they go front of the line. But otherwise, they do not have any of the so-called protections of U.S. citizenship. They get special passports that say U.S. national, not a citizen, so that when they travel abroad, you know, whatever protections you or I would have.
Whatever that is. I don't expect that.
I don't know what those protections are, yeah. But, you know, there are certain legal protections that, you know, certain citizens of certain places have regarding visas. The people of American Samoa don't necessarily have any of those.
I see. Let's see. According to the story, the Supreme Court ruling follows a Trump administration appeal of a ruling by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals last year that imposed a rule requiring immigrants held in custody be given a bond hearing every 6 months as long as they aren't considered a flight risk or danger to national security. In that, hey, you've taken this person, this human being, off of the streets, out of their home, away from their family. You've put them into this facility. And you've now kept them for 6 months. This court, the appeals court said, hey, you ought to at least put this person in front of a judge and allow them to potentially bond out until you bureaucrats in the immigration department end up doing whatever it is you're going to do here rather than just sitting this guy in a cage for 6 months, forcing taxpayers, by the way, to pay for it.
Now, yeah, I think the government does this over and over again, just decides the default situation is to lock people up.
Are we talking about immigrants being held in detention centers or in jails and prisons?
I am not clear on that. We'll tell you more about it coming up here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. The, again, toll-free number 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves, and this is Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free here and bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com and you can watch the 90-minute feature-length documentary film filmed right here in our very own Keene, New Hampshire. You can even see Fat Daryl at the very end of the movie. You make a special cameo appearance.
Yes.
In that film. It's an entertaining film. It's fun. It's sad. You may go through a wide range of emotions while watching, and it's free to watch over at victimlesscrimespree.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. We can talk more about what's going on with this crazy decision out of the U.S. Supreme Court, which appears, you know, I'm not going to read the 91 pages, but according to the very first paragraph, Daryl, it might be an answer to your question before, appears to say that immigration officials are authorized to detain certain aliens in the course of their immigration proceedings while they determine whether those aliens may be lawfully present in the country. And then it goes on to say that we're overturning the lower court's decision that said that the bureaucrats will have to give these so-called aliens a hearing at least once every 6 months, a bail or bond hearing once every 6 months. And now they're saying, nope, no, you don't.
Yeah, so it sounds as though it applies to those who have both been legally arrested and those who are simply legally detained. So there are detention centers
right. That
are legally different from jails and prisons.
Right, like it was different when they detained the Japanese Americans in the United States back in World War II times.
The legal term they used was interred.
Ah, okay. But not in prison.
Correct. Totally not in different. Prison.
Totally
they
different.
Did not concentrate right. Them either legally, but they were concentrated into
camps.
A couple facilities.
First, we kill all the lawyers.
Who's we?
The people that are writing this crap down. Look, man, the difference between prison
and internment. I don't think violence is the answer. I'd just like to clarify that.
Neither is locking people up, but if somebody locks you up, violence is illegally. Violence is an acceptable response.
Oh, this
response is
legal. The Supreme Court just said it was completely legal.
I'm sorry, immorally.
Oh, right.
I mean, isn't it?
Highly immoral.
If I just take you and lock you in my basement. Can you use violence to escape?
You're not the government.
Oh, I see.
So you don't have a badge.
People put on stupid hats, and then you have
badges.
Shiny
badges.
Badges, schmadges, right?
Well, that's how I feel.
They're just following orders.
That's right.
Just get in the train.
Wait, didn't the Nuremberg principles say that that's not a valid excuse?
They did say that.
Yeah, well, they're just
abusing it.
They're just doing their job. That's not just following orders.
I'll tell you a little bit more
about...
Still
not a valid excuse.
I'll tell you more about the case here in a moment, but first, my dog Rex is on the line calling from Florida, listening on his tuning app.
Your dog is Jazzy.
No, it's my dog Rex calling the show. Jazzy is in the studio, however. Hello, my dog Rex. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey there.
Good to hear you.
Yes.
We're talking about a subject, you need a bit more knowledge. There's a book called Sovereign to Surf.
Also tell me about that. What is that? Sovereign to Surf?
It's a book.
Okay.
It explains it all, what you're discussing. The American Samoas are free people. They can own their land. They filed to get U.S. citizenship because they wanted benefits, and they were shot down. Supreme Court refused to hear their case because that would expose the lie that we've been told, or that we haven't been told. Every U.S. citizen is property of the United States or slaves. A state citizen, a U.S. national, is not a slave. When the laws talk about the American Samoa and outlying territories, the outlying territories are the 50 original or 50 several states. You're a state citizen, you're a free man. The reason a non-citizen can't sue is because he also cannot be sued. The United States cannot touch him. These illegals, so-called...
That sounds like an interesting theory. Are you saying that the people in American Samoa can't be sued? That seems pretty unbelievable.
No. The people in American Samoa can't be U.S. citizens, can't get U.S. benefits, Social Security, unemployment, food stamps.
Okay.
Because
apply for citizenship if they wind up leaving American Samoa and moving to the mainland.
But he's saying that by default.
Okay. Correct your words. They can apply for slavery. They can apply to be property of the United States. A U.S. citizen is property. It is not a man. It's not a free man. The reason that Uncle Sam can latch on to you is because you're a citizen.
Because our parents signed papers when we were born.
Well, the reason they can latch on to you is because they have men with guns who do whatever they want to do. I mean, I think that these are interesting theories, but can you really, can you ever go into a courtroom and say, look, Mr. Judge, I'm not a citizen, so have a nice day, and walk away?
By special appearance, you can go in, and it's like Mark Stevens says, what facts do you rely on that prove your goes apply to me? They would have to prove that you are a U.S. citizen.
They don't ever have to prove it, though. I mean, look, I love Mark Stevens,
that's
I love...
That's part of the fraud. That's part of the fraud. They don't have to... They never...
Right.
They will
what
never
Mark Stevens does is he... Yeah, what Mark Stevens does, and I think he's a brilliant guy, is he's got questions that you can ask in court that are going to do one of two things. They are going to back them into a corner so they either have to attack you or drop the case. And because they can't answer these questions publicly. They cannot say the answer to those questions.
And you had him represent you one time, Ian.
I did, actually.
And the hearing officer, because it was not in a court, it was in
an
administrative thing, the
DMV.
Hearing officer pulled the plug on the television.
That's right.
They literally did.
He got so mad.
Because because they it's not that they cannot answer, it's they will not answer, because if they answered the question, it would expose the fraud.
That's right.
That they used to bring us in there in the first place. And the fraud is, if you're a state citizen, you're not a U.S. citizen, therefore you're a free man and you can own your land, and Uncle Sam can't touch you whatsoever.
Well, what you're saying isn't really true. I mean, in theory, it would be nice if those things were true, but there are men with guns who will just go ahead and do whatever they want to. You can tell them all, you can shout at them all you want about how you own your land and that you're not a U.S. citizen as they're cuffing and stuffing you into the car for trespass.
You just explained. You just said it. There are men with guns. There are robbers and thieves.
That's right.
So it's not because they're doing things to do anything that is correct and proper.
No, I didn't say they were.
Okay. So what?
I don't disagree with what you're saying in theory, but it doesn't actually make a difference in reality, does it?
Yes, because what you are saying is, and I agree with you, the only reason that we are pulled over is because we are actually being robbed.
Mm-hmm.
They are robbing us.
So if we just say some words to the cop, he suddenly goes away.
He's not saying anything will work. Right? You're not saying that any of this crap will change anything, are you?
Well, I'm not saying that it will stop a liar and a thief.
Right.
But if the truth is, whether you get the truth or not, because there's liars and thieves that will steal the truth from you, whether you get the truth or not, if you're a U.S. citizen, you're property of the United States. If you're a state citizen, you're not.
And the in theory. But
right, and you've repeated that numerous times.
If it was a fact, and thank you for the call, my dog Rex, if it were a fact, then you could avoid being property of the state, right? Like you could say, oh, no. Sorry, I'm a state citizen, so therefore your laws don't apply to me. And then the state would say, well, you know what? You figured it out. Don't tell anybody, okay?
Right.
Keep that quiet.
I mean, you'd be able, if it was a fact, you'd be able to compare it, right? And look at the difference between the two. And apparently, you can't be a state citizen. Like, I haven't seen a lot of evidence that you can be a state citizen, or the evidence
I
is...
I want that. I mean, that sounds better than a U.S.
Maybe,
citizen.
What if you couldn't have a driver's license? They say that that's one of the things you got to give up. Or, you know, there's all kinds of things that, oh, sorry, you can't have this or that or the other thing.
You can't have a W-2 job.
I'm still not sure why you'd want to be a state citizen, because, again, you know, as we've seen with the federal government doesn't actually provide you with any real benefit, meaning that they don't protect you. That's supposedly the deal with citizenship, is you become obedient to them and then they protect you, but they don't actually have to protect you. I suspect most state governments also don't have to provide you with that protection either, but I don't know if that's been ruled on in state Supreme Courts. Maybe it has. 855-450-FREE if you want to join us. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Xtendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Xtendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Xtendivite 7 Herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Xtendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. You can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. 450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And you can join us on our Discord at discord.lrn.fm. There's an on-air call-in line option for you there. Or you can just chat with the other Discorders who are in there talking about various different things. Sometimes show-related, sometimes not. It's all completely free. Go to discord.lrn.fm. And be sure to check out our Twitch channel. We are and have been streaming on Twitch now for a couple of months. We still have our YouTube channel, so for those of you that are subscribing to that and you like YouTube, then that's fine. It's still there. But YouTube is only available in 360p, as they call it, meaning 360 horizontal lines of resolution. And the Twitch channel is 720p, which
means twice as many.
Twice as many horizontal lines and more pixels, like I think four times as many pixels total as the 360. So much more high-resolution video on the Twitch channel at twitch.lrn.fm. And, of course, you can always go back and look at past episodes. One of the differences, though, between YouTube and Twitch, though, is Twitch is more of meant as like a live streaming system than YouTube is. Twitch has archives, but they only last for a couple weeks. So if you wanted to see a Twitch version of the show, you can't dig deep into archives on Twitch. You can only go back for the last couple of weeks and see those there. So keep that in mind.
And that's probably actually fairly smart, because then you're not having to worry about, we need more servers,
right,
and more servers and even more servers.
Well, they would still probably need to add servers as their popularity expands, because, you know, the more people using it, you'd need more servers.
Right,
but you wouldn't need to have hard drives that go on for infinity to store every single piece of video gaming that has ever been done, ever. But we have been doing game streaming on our Twitch channels. This is one of the newer things that we started doing with this, because Twitch is a video game streaming website. That's what it was sort of created for. That's what it's 99 probably percent used for. But within the last year or two, Twitch has started to open up the categories of other things that people can do. So there's like the IRL category, which stands for in real life, where people will just, like, I've heard that people will stream themselves cooking in the kitchen and, you know, other things like that. And then there's the talk shows category that we are a part of most of the time. But, you know, I figured most of us here on Free Talk Live, we do enjoy a good game here and there. why not go ahead and stream it now? Now that we have a video game streaming network that's carrying our radio show, let's do some game streaming. So Will Coley came in this week. He kind of camped out here at the LRN studio. His wife's out of town, so he grabbed the Xbox One from his house, brought it in here, and pulled out some games. One of them was called Injustice 2, which is a fighting game with the DC characters. So he and I were playing that, and then we played Battletoads, which is an old NES game from like 1991. We got our butts kicked because that's a super hard game. We couldn't even get past level 2 in that game.
Is that like Frogger?
Nope, not at all. It's kind of like, did you ever see the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game back in the day?
Yes.
Yes. So most people who've been to an arcade in the 1980s and 90s, probably the 90s, would remember this game. It was a four-player game. You played the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You beat, you know, punch and kick and beat up guys. This was another company's sort of answer to that. And so they have Toads instead of Turtles, Battle Toads. Anyway, we got our butts kicked at that game and then played a couple other games. There's one game, which is a newer game, where you are in like a soccer arena, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of it, but it's a fairly newish game, and you like... You're in cars.
Rocket League.
That's it, Rocket League. And you bat around a soccer ball, and you try to get it into the soccer ball.
The guy that doesn't play video games knows that because they sponsor WWE on Sky.
Okay.
How many viewers did you get doing this?
I don't know, a handful.
Okay.
And that was about it. And then last night I played, late into the night, I played a game called Police Knots on our stream.
Police Nuts?
Police Knots.
Not.
It was actually a Japanese...
It's like astronauts, but they're police.
I see.
It's an old game for the PlayStation 1, which was only released in Japan, but some internet geeks wonderfully translated the game and made an English version of it. So it's not, you know, it was never released this way, but somebody did that, and so I was able to play that through.
What about Desert Bus?
That would be pretty boring to watch because it's one of the worst games ever made, and it was made that way on purpose.
I think the only two PS1 games that I think really sort of hold up are Final Fantasy VII.
They just remade that, I heard.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
And Medieval.
Okay.
Medieval so, 1 and 2.
So anyway, it's game streaming every now and then. There's no real schedule to it. It's just kind of whenever we want to pick up and do something like that. We can do that now on the Twitch channel at twitch.lrn.fm. And what I am doing is I am exporting because Twitch has a way to actually connect to YouTube. So you can take the videos from Twitch and you can export them out to a certain YouTube channel. And since YouTube basically banned the LRN YouTube channel from doing live streaming, which is why we started doing Twitch in the first place.
Why did they ban us?
Because of, well, they never really said. They said you violated the terms of, or the community guidelines.
Violated the terms at some point during this live stream that had been going for months.
And we won't tell you when that point was. Presumably it would have been the day on which the violation happened, but we don't know exactly at what time or what the violation was. And so that
channel...
Do
you have a guess?
No, I mean, I would guess it was a copyright violation because some of our shows on LRN.fm, you know, they might use some music that maybe they didn't ask permission for or whatever. And so, again, we play podcasts on LRN.fm, which is our internet streaming network. And so that LRN YouTube channel sort of still exists, but we're not streaming anything to it anymore. So I figured, oh, let's kick the gaming videos over there. And that way, when Twitch deletes them from Twitch, they'll still exist on the LRN channel. So check it out at twitch.lrn.fm. And if you are an Amazon Prime user, we did actually find out exactly how you can donate your Amazon Prime Twitch subscription, which is one of your perks for using Amazon Prime, to Free Talk Live.
Listen to this, Mark.
Here's how you do it. You go into your Twitch connection settings, and you can connect there to your Amazon Prime account, and then you just go to twitch.lrn.fm, and you hit the subscribe button. Super easy. So try that out. As we go to Sarah, she's in New Mexico. Once again, it's twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Sarah, and please hit the follow button for us, too, while you're there. Sarah, you're on the air.
Well, you know the Texas Super commercial? You know, by Texas Super Food? You know that guy that says, ever since I've been on Texas Superfoods, I've never been sick. Well,
I have no clue what commercial you were talking about.
I don't watch television, so
I don't know. It's radio.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, I don't listen to much
radio
either.
What?
It's a nutritional product. And, I thought he was just they just grabbed some guy off the street to say that, to gave him $30 to say, well, It turns out that he is a famous football player, but if they don't tell people who he is, how are we supposed to know? I thought it was some bum off the street that said it.
So well, would it matter?
Wait.
I mean, does it make it more legitimate to you if it's a famous football player versus a bum off the street? I mean, couldn't they pay either one of them to say those things?
Well, if a bum off the street, you pay $30. They probably pay him maybe $20,000. That's the difference to be on the commercial.
But how does that make it more believable to you? Just because the person they paid to say something is collecting more money in payment, does that make their claim more legitimate?
Well, the thing is, at first I thought, oh, believe. I said, you got to be crazy. This they got just grabbed some bum off. I was like, this guy is crazy. I'm supposed to believe this. Because the way that he said it, he didn't sound too educated. But it's not like a lawyer that would say it. You know, it's like.
So who's the famous person?
Some football player.
I'm trying to figure out who it is. It's one of the sports players, and he's supposed to be really famous.
One of them.
Well, one of them. Yeah, there are thousands of sports players.
I would like to know who this guy is.
Are you going to buy the product or what?
No, I called. It was like $75 a bottle.
Too expensive for you, huh?
You know what? That's going to wipe
me out. But this is going to solve every malady that could possibly ever affect you.
Broken bone? Take this.
Well, it's going to keep me from getting sick. I'll never get sick. You know what I mean? No, you're not taking it. No, I'm not taking it, but I think I believe it now. It sounds kind of like credulous. Because I know who said it, but I would like to know. And then they need to include, this is so-and-so, in the commercial. Because to me, it makes the commercial.
If you're going to pay $20,000 to somebody to be in your commercial, I agree with you, Sarah. You should probably put their name on the chyron at the bottom of the screen and, you know, or whatever the title
is. It doesn't work on radio.
Oh, yes, you keep saying it's a radio. Yeah, okay, good point.
No, this is...
I believe it does.
Well, then they could self-identify. The person could say, I'm John Stevens with the 49ers.
And he probably says that at some point, but if you don't catch, you know, the irony of the commercial.
Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, our local commercial critic. Mark, maybe you should hire Sarah to review your advertising copy.
At least she wasn't calling in about red lights.
That's Daryl's problem now.
All right, so more on the way. You can bring up what you want tomorrow night, but not tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com and see you also over on the Discord at discord.lrn.fm in the meantime.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.